This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is with us live on WBEN. Swatting calls are becoming a bigger and bigger problem for law enforcement. Swatting, of course, false reporting of an emergency to public safety to draw emergency responders to an address. You know, Brad, these are often pranks, but sometimes we're hearing about serial swatters.
This kid in California, an 18-year-old, has pled guilty to multiple charges and apparently has admitted 375 approximately swatting calls, if you can think about that. He even had a swatting for hire business where he advertised online and you could hire him to swat somebody. Now, if you think about this, you know, well, people say, well, you know, this sounds like a big nuisance. It's much more than that. It's actually quite dangerous. There's been people die at these things. A guy died of a heart attack when the police came rushing to his house thinking there were people dead and other people about to be shot. So you have that. And there's other stories of people being harmed or died, sometimes mistakenly, sometimes because of the excitement of all this law enforcement coming into their house. But the kids that are doing it, they just think it's a game. It's like a video game. And they get a thrill out of doing it. There's unrelated to this case, but there's another case where the swatter hacked into the Ring camera of the victim's house so he could actually watch the response of EMS and law enforcement coming to the house. It's part of the thrill of doing this. But I don't know that they think about, nor do they care. They think about their own sort of desire and, hey, look what I just pulled off, and then they can brag about it online. So it's a big problem. It's difficult to stop. It's sometimes really difficult to even identify who did it.
The thrill of doing it, you mentioned some of these things. How did this whole thing start? Because it seems, Brad, like such a strange thing to do. I mean, all right, you get a heavy police response to go to some area. I could see that if you were trying to, you know, rob a liquor store on the other side of town, but you're just doing it for laughs.
Right. So think about it this way, Brian, that, and this is sort of a general, very general profile. I mean, if you look at these kids, they spend way too much time online. They play a lot of video games, sometimes violent video games online. Obviously, nothing against the law in doing that. But it tends to sort of desensitize them and dehumanizes other people. I mean, everything then is a game, as I mentioned earlier. And so I don't think they think through the repercussions of the danger that they could place people in, the amount of money that it costs a jurisdiction they probably can't afford, all of their emergency services people going to an address where there's nothing going on. And it spreads online. And I think they talk to each other. I mean, this kid obviously felt bold enough. He, you know, advertised a business that he would swat for you. But I think it's a thrill. I think it's a power thing. And it's just a game to them, which is kind of scary if you think that's true.
You mentioned that, you know, he pled guilty to making 375 swatting calls. Do you know what the punishment is that he faces? I mean, to make this a real deterrent?
Well, he pled guilty to actually four. I think he's admitted to the 375. So I think I'd be shocked if he doesn't go to jail. There are swatters that are in jail. And many states, California included, have enhanced their penalties for swatting. And so I think you'll see longer sentences. But again, going back to my earlier point, figuring out who they are can really be tricky. And if you don't have the technology and the manpower to do it, That's why these cases don't get solved. It's not the police's fault. I mean, it's another one of those crimes that sort of goes beyond what they tend to do day in and day out. You know, obviously they respond to these things, but the technology of sorting out, figuring out how do you work through the digital voice privacy stuff to actually figure out who made the call, or having the technical know-how to work through multiple routers to actually get back to that the FBI and others do all the time, and you know, everything from espionage to child pornography. It's an ongoing thing, but there's only a limited number of people that can actually do that.
It's one of those things, too, for law enforcement. You have to take every threat as serious, and they're constantly scouring the internet, right, for some of these threats and what could result from them. It's not like you can just say, oh, well, we know this one's a fake.
Right. That's right. And you may even have some hesitation about is this real or not, but you, to your point, you have to treat it like it's real. And if you really think it's real, and that it partly goes to how good is the swatter. You know, they'll make up voices. They'll even use AI to alter their voice so it doesn't sound like how they actually sound. And they can make some of this stuff sound pretty compelling over the phone. And if they get enough, have enough information, like, I mean, obviously Googling somebody's address, pulling a picture of it up, and doing a little bit of background stuff that's public source, you could paint potentially a compelling story when you throw all of the violent stuff on top of it.
It's like making the job of law enforcement that much harder every day.
No doubt.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.